Hi guys, welcome to the Design League once again. And here today we have interesting topic to talk about, and we have a newbie, a new person on this show, which is K-Mike. So I mean, like, K-Mike and us used to work in the same company, and then we really enjoy working with him, and then he's back. He's here to give us a few insights on the topic that we have. So today, obviously, we have Pitch 86, which is Adebola, and then we have K-Mike, of course. Dide will join us later on. And then, so today's topic, we are actually going to talk about professional relationship versus personal in terms of working environment, right? So this topic has been a topic Adebola has been really, really talking about it for the past few days, and I think it's best if he takes charge and then he starts this conversation that we are going to have. So, Pitch 86.
Yeah.
So I'll let you start. So, what's the idea behind this topic? Personal versus personal relationships, basically.
Okay. So, hi.
Yes.
Hello. Can you hear me well?
We can't really hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes. Better. Yes.
Thank you for speaking. Number one thing is that I is still very focused.
Your voice is fainting.
Your voice is kind of fainting.
Oh, really?
Now.
It's better now.
Better now.
Yeah,
that's good.
This is why I'm talking more about. This is why I'm really keen about. Can you guys hear me?
No, it's fainting. Are you using earphones? Like, I think you should talk to your mic.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm doing that.
Yeah.
So can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, reason why I'm really keen into this is because of few experiences I've had. It really matters because some of these people actually
wanted. You're losing us.
Wow. And I'm very really?
Yeah, when you start talking, the voice just starts fainting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, better.
Yeah, you continue. You start talking again.
Start talking, let us hear.
Okay, so what really happened was... can you hear me properly?
Yes,
better.
Okay, all right. So thank you guys for coming on board for this. I really, really appreciate you guys. Reason why I'm really talking about this relationship thing, about personal relationship versus personal relationship thing, it's more about the experience I have recently, and it's all about having this couple of dudes that wanted us to actually come up with a product.
Okay.
And the product is all about having to have some guys. You know this batter.
Batter, yeah. Is it that?
Is it Get Batter?
Is it the app or what?
Hello.
Really.
Can you guys?
I think your line is breaking.
Your line is breaking. Oh.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, I can.
Today, your line has been quite bad. It's quite on and off.
Okay, can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. So I'm talking about this. There's this couple of guys that actually wanted us to actually come up with a product together. Like, there's a developer, there's a programmer guy. He writes Java and Python. and there's this other guy who is more or less like a business big person.
What?
Somebody
what sound
in the
is that?
Finance sector. Okay. And there's this okay. And there's this other guy that is also a designer too. So I came up with the idea of you know what, we can actually do a couple of things together because I actually shared this cinema product that I came up with back in the days, and of course I actually had an opinion on design, and of I've not really people to partner with, and I've been thinking of for myself.
Oh, I remember
yeah.
that product.
And I've been thinking about it. I felt like, you know what, I think the best thing about this is to just like if you need a partner for something, I think that's a time for you to know what, try to learn that part of you that you've not really get, like trying to learn that partner of you that you've not gotten for yourself. So I spoke to this couple of guys, and we felt like, you know what, let's come with the financial app and just all of those things. So along the line, I found out that while talking, they're so eager about all those things, you know, we actually drew up a couple of site map, do a whole lot of sketches, low fidelity links and all those things, references, and at the end of the day, I felt like people start like their interest on this particular project start reducing, and people start losing interest, and I really do not know why. And I had to talk to like few of them, and I found out that, you know what, our goals were not, and that came up to me like, what if we had gone with this project and along the line maybe we start making money, and along the line somebody just woke up one day and said that, you know what, I'm no more doing it again, or somebody is just lagging behind while other people are working. And I felt like, you know, the reason why we guys came up together is because we had personal relationship, but we didn't think through the professional relationship from the very get-go.
Okay.
That, you know what, if we had to do this before we even start at all, you know what, let's try and draw up an MOU, let's involve a lawyer, let's involve a legal work. So you know what, at some point in time everybody knows where we stand, and if this thing is not really really going well, you know what you are getting, you know what you are not getting, everybody knows their boundary and all of those things. So it's really really it's a real topic for me, and I find that a lot of people actually fall victim in this kind of situation, and it's a real big deal for me as a designer. So I don't know if you guys have any other opinion about
okay. Yeah, that's fine. So
and it's not just about having a partner only, it's more like also having this friend of friend who is crossing that boundary of being a friend to become a client, and who wants free jobs all the time. You get.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sorry. Dave.
So what I think is I think from the beginning there should be clear expectations and boundaries. So because people take we can actually take things out of hand and just feel like because we are guys, we are friends, and there won't be anything like there won't be anything serious. So something like what Debola said, I had an experience also with someone, and my own was even that I didn't sign an MOU, so I lost the whole contract and the whole money I was
supposed
to get.
Can I speak up? I can't hear him.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Can any other person hear him?
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
So I mean, so because there was no clear boundaries and there was no proper legal arrangement, I was like duped in a way. Jiget. So I feel like number one, there should be clear expectations and boundaries, and it should be written, not just word of mouth. Like, you know, let's take things very official. We are saying that okay, we are signing, we have confidentiality documents and all of those things. Like, people will not want to, they will make you feel like you are being too serious, but when things come out now in the end of it, they would want to just disappear on you. And like what Debola said about someone want to leave So if someone is not doing their work, you can call them out based on the agreement you guys have. So you have said that, okay, this is how we are doing the work, this is what your own responsibility is, and the document is written, signed by a lawyer and approved or stamped or whatever, does not deliver or do whatever they have signed or agreed to do, you can call them out, you can decide not to give them their pay, whatever the law would do or whatever the result of their the consequences of their action would be, you actually have to take it. But once you set boundaries and set clear rules and relationship, and you know, and you also, you know, there will be conflicts, yeah, but then you also have to learn how to manage the conflict so it don't affect your personal relationships. You know, people will get offended because maybe you shouted at them or something, or maybe you are working on something and the back end guy is giving you attitude or something funny. Do you get so? But then when there is something binding you together, like a document or a contract that is documented binding you guys together, I feel like, I mean, they are going to take things more serious, or you can decide to do whatever you want to do based on the document you guys signed.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I mean, that's actually a good point, guys. And I think what you guys are saying that it's something that we have all experienced before. I have personally experienced it before. But one question I would like to ask is that, is there like an advantage for a non-professional relationship when it comes to work? I'll go with Adebola.
I think yes, there's please can you come with it? Can you come again with the question?
Yeah, so we've all stated, I think basically what we have actually talked about is basically the pros of having a relationship, right? Which comes with contracts, which comes with documented stuff, which comes with rules and regulations for you guys to work together, and then all of that, right? Putting that, is there any advantage when for someone to kind of apply that kind of non-professional relationship in work, right? Like, is there an advantage on that side?
There is only one advantage. You guys will stick it. You guys always being friends. You guys always be friends, and there won't be issues. There won't be fights. That's the only advantage you get. Let me tell you something. Now, if that kind of person, those kind of person might never actually recommend you to somebody else. Trust me. And most of the time, if they're going to even recommend you to somebody else, they will try as much as possible to price you low, so that you can actually do the job for the same type of job for the person, as to let you understand. You know, relationship really matters. If you don't believe in money, you have to do this for this person so that you can keep the relationship at least for the first time. And there's always a first time. Now, if you do something for somebody, let's say there's a job, like there's actually a job they're supposed to charge, let's say 100 naira, and that is like the mid range for that job. And because of relationship, you are charging like, let's say 10 naira, and you are saying, you know what, there's always a starting point. I can bet you that going forward, even if there's something that you should charge 1,000 naira, the person will still be looking at you as like, you know what, this job shouldn't be more than like, let's say 15 naira or 100 naira there, but like but yet if the same person go out actually give this same job to somebody else, they're actually going to pay a lot of money for this job. And that's the reason why I said that I always believe that the pros for this having a partner relationship is really, really little compared to the cons. You understand? Like, this same set of people that wouldn't care about your time, if they actually give you this job for you to do, they don't want to care about your time, even though you have other things that's supposed to pay you. they really want to get their job out, and you can't really control them because you'll be looking at it from that personal relationship thing. So if you actually state this from the very get-go, from the beginning of the whole transaction, that you know what, yes, we are friends, but I think the reason why you want to do this for you is because you believe in me and you want to support what I know. You want to support my gig. So even though you're not paying everything, at least, you know what, pay me what something. And that's something you're talking about. Make sure as be sure that make sure that it's worth your time. Like, double up your money, double up your fee, and say that, you know what, I'm going to do this for you because it's you. So I'll take half of these charges, and let that half of that charges be as, like, you know what, that is your full payment.
That's actually interesting. So I mean, in this view that you're saying, which is, that means it's I'm starting to think that, I mean, like, when it comes to business,
no friendship. There is
right,
and the friendship there is that we are able to, like, help the person come up with a better solution for whatsoever they want to do. That's where the friendship is.
Okay. Right, what do you think?
So for me, I think there is a way you can manage the friendship, because I mean, the friendship can lead to something else that can be bigger at the end of the day.
Is it
so,
just me? I can't seem to hear Kayode.
Are you serious?
I can hear him.
Yeah. Well, you're just not going to hear me. Okay, so I was saying that.
Right.
So I feel like the friendship thing, like, it's a benefit to the whole business thing. So, because I mean, that same relationship can bring something bigger. You never can tell. So it is how you manage the relationship that matters. So, for example, you have a client that does not understand, that is not respecting your, what's it called? Okay, so you set meetings, and because this person is your friend, the person comes late. The person does not understand how to, is not being professional about stuff, and you want to make the person know that this is business and not, this is work and not friendship. So how do you do? How do you tell the person? How do you come out not being too, what's the word now, too rude, because he's your friend or he's a friend? Do you get? And also, we also think about things about how do you learn to say no to a friend in business settings, do you get? Because I mean, many of us these days, because we are trying to be very diplomatic and also not want to lose relationships, we tend to take some things that we shouldn't take. So if, for example, your friend is not treating you as professional as you want, I feel like you can talk about it or have conversations about it, like, okay, I don't like the way we are running this business, or I don't like the way this thing is going. What can we do to make it better? If the person is as reasonable with you as possible, I feel like you guys can make it work. Junior, but if the person is not, then maybe you might have to move or end business with the person or whatever. But as much as possible, try to make the person know what's going on, and also try to talk through things and also have conversations with the person, because the relationship can bring something bigger. So don't just kill it and just move away from it.
Yeah, I mean, I really agree with that, because I feel like when it comes to personal relationship, right? Personal relationship, it's always like, I mean, complicated. When you, the most complicated, I mean, like, the thing is that when you are trying to pass a negative message, right? There's you should know how to pass, like, a negative message in a very, let's say, calm way, because you guys have relationship together, right? Yeah. So, I mean, I think in businesses, sometimes it might be good, because, you know, we have this thing about when you know the person that you work with, you know his attitude, you know his attributes, you know how to work with that person, right? And then when you, so when you guys have more personal relationship, obviously you guys know each other's, I mean, weaknesses, strength, and then what you call it, weaknesses. So you will be able to figure out some things, the things that you can channel towards that person, and then the things you're not even there. I mean, like, talk to that person, right? So it's in my personal view, I feel like number one, it depends on the person that you have that kind of relationship with, right? Although you have to find a way to manage it, but if the person understands the goal, you guys, the goal that you guys are trying to achieve, right? The person will kind of have a way of also balancing personal and business, right? So number one, I would say the person that you are involved with. Number two is how you are also able to manage these to manage that person in terms of work, right? That's why I said you should know how to pass negative messages, right? And then if you really know this person, you know how to talk to that person, right? And then so these are the things that I feel like, you know, we should people should always take notice of, because even people form businesses with their blood, what you call it, brothers, and I mean, like blood, like siblings, and they are always, I mean, they kind of always have issues, you know, and then this person will just take this person to court, and then all like in the name of family, right? And then these people, they don't even sign contract. They just be like, oh, you're my brother, you're my sister, let's start this business together, you know. But yeah, you know, honestly, I think in businesses, everybody should have, everything should be documented, regardless of the kind of relationship you have with the person, even if the person is a girlfriend or a wife. Everything should be documented.
Yeah. So
let's just...
So,
yes, I'm listening as well.
There's no wrong, there's really no issue if anybody has to do a charity job, like a non-monetized organization job. I'd love to support people. Like if from the very onset you're saying to me that, you know what, this job is actually in a non-profitable organization and we're just moving towards a cause, and I needed support. Our course. Now, it's now left for me to, you know what, I want to do this, I want to be a part of this, or I really do not want to be a part of this at all. I don't think anybody should be like forced into or talked into doing any free job, because it's for the sake of relationship. I think anybody should not be talking to doing free job, because I've had issues in the past with some certain brothers and sisters, relations, cousins, uncles, and all of those things. And it's more or less like, you know what, if you do this for me, my friends will see it, and they'll be giving you big jobs. I'm like, hey, hello, what's going on here? it's easier for me to detect all this red flags, even from the point of, you know what, you never even get anything out of these people, even them being your relatives and all of those things. And at the end of the day, they find that you're doing some certain jobs, and they want to rely or just bounce on that success, on that your talent and them. Creativity. I think that should be watched, and every designer out there, every young designer out there, should actually keep a watch on that. So, now, don't get me wrong. These are my own personal opinion, and I'm not really hammering on this that you shouldn't do a free job. We all have done it before. I've done it before, but people take it for granted, and at the end of the day, you'll find out that things that you actually did as free, almost even as free, are the most successful, most major, most times might be one of the most successful
games
that you've ever made. And because you didn't monetize it from the beginning, you can't really go back to claim anything. And I will cite an example. So in 2003, I did a logo for a bakery, so to say, like that. And when I was in that logo, it was more or less like a free job. You get, it was almost a free job. Like, I can't even remember even what I got from it. It's up to 1,000 naira. You get, and come 20, let's say.
Can you hear me now?
It's back.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I wanted to chip in for what Debola was talking about working for families.
I'm on something. Let me.
Okay, when you're done,
Okay, so it's more like maybe 20, I think it was around like 2014 or 2015 thereabouts. I walked into a restaurant that bakes cake, like a real food restaurant that has eating area. They have event center. They have cake section. They have a whole lot of section. And I found out that this is a brand that I actually created, a brand entity that I created far back as 2002 or 2003 thereabouts. And the owner of this business is really, really doing well, because if I recollect back in 2014 or 2015, this woman owned a two-story building in Magodo Estate. And I was now selling to my, I was just telling myself, like, can you imagine? Yes, I did that as a young man. I was stupid. I didn't even understand what I was saying then. I was stupid. And I said to myself that day, I said, never will I do this anymore. Like, if you really want to venture into a business, you understand that you know why you want to do design and all those things. You have a capital, you have where other things to spend your money on. Now, don't price me cheap as a designer, because it's more like whatsoever I'm doing for you at that point in time, whatsoever I'm creating for you at that point in time, it's more like the step one or step five of your success. And I won't toy with your brand, and I won't toy with your success. So neither should you toy with whatsoever value you are giving me in terms of money. So that's all I have to say.
Okay.
That's my experience.
Okay. All right. Did they?
Yeah. So I was trying to. So normally, when people talk about free jobs, I try to like break it down one more step. So there's what I call rip-off jobs, and there's what I call free jobs. So free jobs to me are like probably me just helping you, and working for you gets me bigger deals and opens me up to more connects. You get, but rip-off is like job whereby either not paying or you're paying very low, and you're stressing the life out of me.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So a whole lot of times when people say don't do free jobs, I try to like say there are actually some free jobs that you can do that lands you better gigs. Although at times they are tricky, you just have to like know. It depends on what your mind is telling you. So yes, so that's why understanding who your client is or who the person you are working for in particular is helps a lot. If by studying them, you know, it's somebody that is open, it's somebody that you can have this like personal relationship, you guys talk, it's not all about the business. You get, so it helps. But with somebody that by the time you are dropping this, the person saying, no, this, change this, change that, this work is not fine. They are doing like 10 to 15 iterations on a simple job that in the end, you are not getting anything. So you really need to think through it before saying, oh, I want to partner with this person. So fun fact, I have like folks whereby I do like free design in which I don't expect anything from them. And it has been like that. And probably once in a while, you just be like, oh, thanks for your help and all that, take this. So I'm just doing it in such a way that in my mind, it's made up like I'm not expecting anything from this person. But there are people that, before you say A, B,
Didi.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
I'm already sending you. So it's just all about your perception, your understanding of who the client is.
Okay.
And whatever the client is selling to you, make sure it is something that can happen. Like, oh, who is this guy? Who are those that I know? That needs to connect me to bigger people and all that.
Oh, we lost the day.
Okay.
Is Kaede there? Can you hear Kaede? So I can hear him. I can't hear him at all.
You can't hear me? Are you serious?
No, we because the thing is that when we close the recording, we'll have to start a new session again.
Yeah.
So Kaede, can you also share your last insights and then we'll just wrap up on this
because we can go on for this see what it's done.
So this free job thing, I just feel like whatever you feel you want to do, do it. I leave it to being personal. Like, I don't think there's a rule to it. I don't think there should be a standard to or principle, because I mean, people have done free jobs that has led them to a gig that has changed their life. People have done free jobs that has frustrated them and even landed them in jail or something funny. You get, but honestly, it's just a personal thing. So who is the person? Yeah. To you, that's number one. How do you perceive the relationship? Do you feel like it is something worth it? Because I feel like anything you are doing for anybody, there are any relationship, there's it is what are you getting from the person also? Like, it is business. Like, I mean, you learn the skill, you give it your time. So you can decide to say you're not doing it for fun, but you should not be angry. But I mean, we have people that want to guilt trip you and make you feel like we are families, you know, we are blood, you're my brother. I don't want to go and play an outsider, you get. But honestly, like, some people actually have the money, and like what the brother said about somebody that imagine he saw his logo and the person has built house in Magodo and is feeling bad. You get, people have the money, but they just want to play on your intelligence. Like, there was a client that I did something for recently. She's my colleague at work. Yeah, she wanted to do something for her dad, but the agency she paid did not deliver. They sent her shitty design and she already paid them. She didn't know when she told me the amount she paid them. I just said, wow, she's not going to miss me that she come and do for her. I said, no, Walla, but I'll send her an invoice. Then she got angry. I'm like, can I do for her as colleague? I said, what does that mean? That what is colleague? Yeah. I said, is she ready to pay or not? She said that she would think about it. She didn't have a choice. She paid. Yeah. And I did the job. And I did the job for her. But imagine I did not tell her that I want you to pay. She would not take it serious. Do you get, whatever I give her, she will look like, what is this? She'll come back for free job again. Do you get? And then she has the money to pay.
I'm off
to keep coming. And then she has the money to pay, but she didn't want to pay. They don't want to pay her intelligence. Like, it's not just graphics, it's not just to design logo, all those funny things.
Just to put pictures and shapes.
Man,
together.
Those people are actually funny. But honestly, it's just personal, like personal. What do you feel and everything? Yeah.
Oh well. One thing I'm going to say about this thing is I had this experience long time ago. My opened like a restaurant, and then he called me for restaurant's menu.
Right.
So I mean, we spoke for a bit, and then he even understood the fact that I mean, sending him invoice, right? And I sent him the invoice, and then because he's my friend, I just started doing the job. Like, he sent me content, I started doing the job, and I sent the guy the creative, and I obviously it's for print, so I sent the guy the PDF up. The guy now looked at me, like, oh man, bad, nice, blah 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 blah, and then all kinds of stuff. That was when the guy
blocked me. Damn!
The guy blocked me.
You have his house address.
Yeah, you sub guy.
He, So the thing is that he blocked me. So the thing is that he blocked me on the thing is that he blocked me on WhatsApp, right? I tried calling him on phone. He was not picking up, right? So I traveled. That's when I left Ghana. So, you know, for like, I mean, like 2-3 years, my other friend, right, went to that restaurant to get pizza. So, you know, I was chatting with my other friend, and then he was like, oh, I'm just going to get pizza. So, you know, so he took like a menu. Picture of the menu, of their menu.
It was your menu, bro.
So, I mean, as I'm like you guys mentioned earlier, for free jobs, it's always going to be 30-70, right? There's always going to be like a 30% chance that I'm actually going to do this job, right? And then, obviously, you need to know, the thing is that it is very hard for you to get to know that this job is going to open up, what do you call it, other opportunities for you, right? So if you think, I mean, like designers, we always have to practice, right? So if you think that time you are free, you're not doing anything, you just want to play around, you can take the job and do it, right? But if you think maybe at that time you have lots of jobs and all of that, I think it would be a bad idea for you to take that free job. Anyway, it depends on you. But I would not be here and advise
you to take
free jobs. That's it. Yeah. So thank you guys for the show today. Like, I would like to thank Adebola for this interesting topic. And I would like you guys to drop to say your Instagram, what you call it, handles. Kaide is actually doing a great job with his
He has a Canva class this weekend.
Yeah, right? Tomorrow.
Big man moves, man. Thanks. Yeah, send me a link. Let me register, please.
Are you whining me? This guy, get out of here. Anyway, that's true. Kaide, you and Abby
have been doing a whole lot of nice things out there.
This one is for basic things. You for gurus now. I'm not doing.
No! Don't say that. So we are here to like let's say rub each other's back. This is how people create communities. This is how designers create communities.
Yeah.
And who says in the next 5-10 years, things that we are likely to do for free? Because let me tell you one thing. One thing I told there's this ex colleague of mine in school that we actually jam one of these days, and we are actually talking about how the university was and the college was and all of those things. And I told the guy, he said, hey, let me tell you something. One thing I would love to do, like I really, really love to do, is like to impart in people's life for free. Now it might now be maybe later, maybe along the line, I might get a little return for it, but let me say I want to get a teaching time in one of these universities, and what I want to teach is just business of design, something that is not being taught in school.
Which is good.
You understand? It's a course prepares these young designers there in school for the real world out there, and it's going to be a very interesting one because it's not monetized. I'm not telling you to pay me.
Yeah.
I just want to give you my time.
Don't worry. I mean, the Design League is as time goes on, we'll be planning all these big talk shows. I mean, talk events and then sections for targeting young designers, you know, for them to much about what they are getting themselves in. So guys, everybody should just drop your Instagram handle for listeners to follow you guys. So I'll start with Adebola is
at 86 Peach on Instagram. At 86 Peach.
Peach. All right, cool. Good.
I am K Mike.
Okay. Didi.
Didi Oluwa Ololade.
Yeah. All right. So yeah. So I mean, I really had an interesting. This episode has been very interesting. And I would like to personally thank you.
Thank you for the invite. The
show. I mean, taking up coming on the show. Yeah. So I mean, feel free every Friday. We are always going to be here and then talk about it and then, you know, entertain our listeners, right? So I'd like to thank you guys. And guys, design.
We should, we should drag Theophilus and Adi to this.
Theophilus is always emergency. Today I sent him a message. He said even last week he said church emergency. He was actually meant to join last week. So I would you know everybody will have
good guests. Good one.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye, guys.
All right. Cheers. Bye.
Okay.